Devin Hester joins us on Sports Byline, a kick returner, but also a wide receiver playing 7 years in the National Football League with the Chicago Bears, and he holds the NFL record for most all-time kick and punt return touchdowns. And Devin, you guys are coming off of a win over the Dallas Cowboys last night. You had a touchdown reception, and if you were quoted correctly, I saw over the weekend where you said, "How about throwing the ball in my direction a little bit more?" Well, you got your wish last night, Devin.
Yeah, pretty much. Just looking for a little more opportunities to make plays on the field to help out my team as much as possible. That's pretty much how it went.
When you think about the Chicago Bears and their offense, tell me a little bit about how you see it from the inside out, being a player in that system.
Very explosive offense. Very talented guys at the skill position with depth. When you talk about depth, you talk about second-string guys. We got a second-string quarterback that's capable of being a starting quarterback on any team. Then you got two running backs that's capable of being starters, receiver-wise, Pro Bowl caliber receivers, with a lot of depth. And that's pretty much how our offense runs. It's just an explosive offense.
You got Jay Cutler as your quarterback, and I've always, and Jerry Rice is a good friend of mine, and I asked him about when it came to Joe Montana and Steve Young, how long it took them to get on the same page. Tell me a little bit about developing chemistry between a quarterback and a wide receiver.
It's very time consuming. It doesn't happen overnight. Sometimes you want to get to that rhythm where you don't even have to give a signal to you can just kind of give a look. And you're both on the same page, and that again comes with time consuming and being able to play with the quarterback for several years.
One of the other things that's been said is that one receiver's success is also determined by who you have on the other side. Tell everybody what we're talking about there, Devin.
Right, just in my situation with Brandon Marshall, you know, a guy that's a Pro Bowl caliber and looking for the one-on-one matchups. When you got a guy like that that's capable, whenever you get a one-on matchups, is really going to take over the game. It draws a lot of attention to him and a lot of safeties, and even, you know, the nickel and the corner start to cheat his side to help out that cornerback. And when that starts to happen, it opens up for the rest of the receivers with one-on-one matchups backside.
Devin, when you were a young teenager, you had to overcome some real tragedy in your life with your mother severely hurt in a car accident and the loss of your dad. A couple of years later, what was it that kept you on the straight and narrow path and helped you get beyond that?
I would say sports. Sports kept me from, you know, straying away to, you know, a lot of negativity. My brother was an athlete, played sports, so I kind of looked up to him and followed in his footsteps. From that point on, you know, just being involved in sports year-round from basketball to football to track. And it was a year-round process, and that kept me busy and occupied to, you know, where I really didn't have a chance to focus on all the tragedy that was going on in my life at that time.
And there's a discipline that comes with sports, does it not, that helps somebody get beyond something like that?
Oh, yeah, discipline, it teaches you, you know, the discipline. And the type of coaches I had growing up taught related football to life. Situation, you know, from being disciplined to, you know, being responsible to, you know, doing your homework at night and knowing that, you know, without the grades and doing your work and being able to succeed in school, if you didn't do that, it wouldn't allow you to play ball or whatever you had your passion in or what type of sports you was playing. So from that point on, you know, that kind of really opened up my eyes to, you know, to saying that if you want to be an athlete in life, then you have to be responsible and disciplined to, you know, when school time comes, you got to be able to do your schoolwork and have that done in order to achieve your goal.
Speaking of school, you end up playing your college ball at the University of Miami. How did you end up there rather than another school?
To be honest, my mom made me go there.
Now, you got to let me in on that conversation, Devin. What is it that she said to Devin besides, you know where you're going to school, Devin?
That was pretty much how it went. So when you going to sign the papers for signing day? We're going to commit to Miami, right? It was more of a, you know, you didn't have no choice. That's where you're going.
What was it that she liked about Miami that made her say that's where you're going?
Just because I was close to home. It was close to home, and she, whenever something happened, she can always come see me. I can always go home. And she would be able to go to all the games. And at that time, there was a good winning program.
And that university turns out a lot of awful good players down there. And I've done ball games down there at the University of Miami. There's something electric about it. Can you help me out a little bit there? What makes those games so electric?
I would just say just the down South Florida atmosphere. You know, it's always hot. You know, you always got guys. And when you're in a hot environment or a hot state, you know, you're going to always have fast guys around for some reason. And the speed on that team, you know, was overwhelming. We always had guys that was track guys, athletes that can play ball. And then from just that point on, just the tradition that came from that organization, from the older guys, you know, like Ray Lewis and the Ed Reeves. I can go on and go on. It's just the players that came through that system and that situation, you know, speaks for itself.
You were the three-time NFL Special Teams Player of the Year, and I have so much respect for those guys that are Special Teams Player because I think it takes a certain mentality. Tell me a little bit about the mentality of being a kick returner in the NFL.
You know, you just got to play your role. You know, everybody's not chiropractor that used to come to UM to speak to us, you know, the night before the game. And I can remember him saying, and one of his speeches was, you know, everybody has their role in life. You know, everybody's not going to be the starting quarterback. Everybody's not going to be starting running back. You know, you have to accept your role and try to take advantage of it and make sure that, you know, whatever your role is, to try to be the best at it. And that's the way I approached the return game, is that, you know, coming into the league, I was primarily the return man. And I said to myself, you know, if I'm going to be the kickoff and punt returner, I want to be the best that ever walked the face of this earth. And that's the way I approached it.
Tell me a little bit about what you and Robbie Gold are doing. I know you're involved with the celebrity chef Graham Elliott. Tell everybody what you're doing there.
It's a great experience that we're doing. We actually filmed it on Facebook.com, Combos, and It's a great video if anybody want to check it out. We actually got involved with some of the fans out there that came up with the crazy solutions of combinations of combos for us to taste-wise. Robbie and myself, we came up with one called Robbie Hester's, and it's peanut butter from Robbie and pineapple from me. And it's just crazy taste buds that, you know, everybody has a feel of that what they feel could be one of the best combinations of combos.
Do you feel like you're a foodie?
I can't be. I get foodie every now and then.
Do you like to cook?
Not really. I'm not really a cook.
And everybody, the fans can watch this new video on the Combos Facebook page at facebook.com/combos. So I'm going to urge everybody to check it out. Devin, when you take a look ahead for the Chicago Bears this season, what must they do to take the steps that they want to take to get back to a Super Bowl?
It's just being consistent, I would say. You know, it's the number one thing. Being consistent at whatever we're doing good at. The way we played last night, if we can be consistent and just keep that mentality the way we play, it's going to be hard to beat us.
What was the defense doing that gave Tony Romo so many problems? I mean, you had five interceptions, two of them returned for touchdowns. What was it that you guys said that you wanted to do, and what did you find you were capable of doing in that game?
Was to win the takeaway ratio. You know, Coach Levitt hard on it. The team that comes out with the takeaway ratio determines the game, you know, normally wins the game. And we had five turnovers and 14 points on defense. And that right there speaks for itself. You know, when you got a defense that plays that good, you know, it's going to be hard to beat those guys. Those guys on the defense side of the ball came up to play.
Devin, we're heard worldwide on the American Forces Network, which means the troops around the world and also specifically in Afghanistan get a chance to catch the show each night. And I'm sure you'd like to send a shout out to those men and women.
Most definitely. I have two cousins that came from Afghanistan and was in the Army. So I give much respect to you guys and what you do in life and the decision that you made. And at the end of the day, you're doing it for the United States, and especially for me, and it means a lot. And once again, I want to say thanks a lot for you guys. And let's go Bears, all the Bear fans out there.
You got it. Devin, thanks a lot for your time. Continued good luck. Stay healthy. And come back and visit with us again here on Sports Byline.
Oh, no problem. Thanks again. Thanks for having me.
Right. Devin Hester with us. And again, kick returner extraordinaire, but also a wide receiver, came up with a touchdown reception, 35 yards from Jay Cutler last night. And, of course, they had two interceptions that were returned for touchdowns as well. We continue with more of you and Sports Byline.